March 12th, 9 p.m. tour. Today, it's like a private tour I'm doing for them.
Did they cancel?
No, like they booked one. So,
oh, cool.
Like,
Well,
this is still a relatively newer tour, so it's about 6 months old, so it's still picking up, you know, all of those, you know, extra people coming through. So, good deal. We've got coffee and everything.
Hello.
How are
you doing?
Good.
This is Nick.
Yes.
Hey, Nick.
Shannon. Nice to meet you.
I'm sorry?
I'm Ellie.
Ellie. Jojo.
Jojo. Nice to meet you. And I've met Kim.
Kim.
All right.
So is parking free after a certain time?
No, well, they must have changed it, because it used to be until 9 o'clock during the week, but I just checked my meter, and it's until 10. So you need about an hour and 15 minutes on your meter.
Well, that meter is blank.
Is it completely blank?
Yeah.
If it's not blinking red, they're not going to stop.
Okay.
So I wouldn't know. If you have any kind of infraction, just let me know. You shouldn't. But
the one is blinking red, I think.
The one in front.
You are right. Yeah, because there's only so many spots. So how are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
So how'd you guys find me?
Actually, Groupon. We were looking at Groupon.
Okay. So we actually gave you a better deal than Groupon. Let's get away from the noise a little bit. So with the whole Friday the 13th, sorry, let me step out of the way. The whole Friday the 13th thing going on, we did a little promo. Mm-hmm. We do codes from time to time where, you know, we just give little discounts to try to boost this up. So this is still a relatively newer tour. So it's only about 6 months old. Sorry, we'll come back up on the sidewalk now that they've walked up. So this is Stories in a Cemetery. This is all branded under my podcast. I kind of give you guys a gist of what this is about before we actually get started, because some people have no idea what they're about to get into. Who here has taken a ghost tour before?
My house. I've done a walking ghost tour, but we did
the New Orleans
bus.
Okay, I was going to say, because if you've taken one to Charleston and you don't remember, it obviously wasn't very memorable.
did a New Orleans one. Yeah.
Okay, well, how was that?
It was cool.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The old-fashioned cemetery.
That's awesome. So, I'm a writer. I don't know how much you guys read up on me or what you guys know about me, but I write about the afterlife, fiction stories. So in order for me to get close to that, I was actually going to write a nonfiction book with a psychic. And basically do a nonfiction book based on paranormal activity. So that was in Myrtle Beach. We did about seven locations, six or seven, I can't remember exactly how many. And then the doors started getting slammed in our faces because I said the word psychic when I was trying to contact businesses and cemeteries and stuff. So hey, we're in a Bible Belt, it's fine, I understood. So then, a new wife later, I moved down here to Charleston, and then she starts
sounds
going,
like me.
New husband. Where are you from?
New state?
Where? California, originally.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm originally from Ohio.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a transplant, too. So.
We're from New Mexico.
Okay.
We're visiting.
I live in Beaufort.
We were friends since high school.
So you live in Beaufort, and you guys drove up here?
She did.
I did.
We're staying here in Charleston.
Okay. Where are you guys staying at?
Mount Pleasant. Okay. I'm sorry, we're not staying close. I'm staying Mount Pleasant. But
gotcha.
It's like close.
Yeah, that's a whole different world over there.
Oh, is it? Okay. I don't know.
I mean, it's not far from here. Like, you can see it from here, but it's other than Mount
Pleasant.
Yeah,
there's, like, no fast food. It's, like, real.
Yeah, you really got... Well, there is. You just have to scour for it. You really got to dig for it. So, anyway, my new wife says... She's going through my desk, and she's just like, you have this big envelope full of stories, and it's my stuff with the psychic. She's like, what are you going to do with this? She's like, why don't you turn it into a blog? That's exactly what I did. Turned it into a blog. It took off. You can imagine paranormal activity online is huge. Mm-hmm. So then she says, you
love listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what is your podcast?
It's called Stories in a Cemetery.
Okay.
So then she says, that's taking off. Monetize it. And now let's turn it into a podcast and see what happens. I'm like, all right, cool. She's like, you love to talk? Get on the mic. She works at Best Buy. She brought me a mic home. So, right. So she's there to help me set up the studio. And next thing you know, the Stories in a Cemetery podcast started taking off.
Cool.
Like, really cool. So I started talking about all the psychic things that I was doing before and this, that, and the other, and just started kept investigating. But I didn't have a psychic anymore as my research tool, so I had to buy tools. So my kids are all into this. Normally they're with me, but they're actually with their mom right now in Myrtle Beach. But it was a big thing.
Yeah.
So Charleston Cavalier Tours found the podcast. Calls me up and he says, hey, I would love to talk to you about doing some ghost tours. I'm like, all right, cool. So he interviewed me down here. And then he's just like, what if we turned it into a ghost, an interactive ghost hunt? He's like, would you be up for that? I'm like, absolutely. Let's do this. So I left a six-figure job and I started doing this.
Do what you love.
Doing what I love.
Yeah.
So I write full-time. I am investigating full-time. And I do this full-time. And when the season is slow for this, I drive Uber Eats. So I got I drive for Uber Eats.
Oh. Okay.
So I deliver food.
Right.
So that's what I was doing when you called today. That's why it took me a few minutes to get back because I was in the middle of delivery. I mean, I got to eat too, right? So,
yeah.
You know, plus I got used to a six-figure lifestyle and it's a little rough to do.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes the more you have, the more you spend.
That's
very true. Yeah. You get very frugal when you're starting a business like this. So watch me get guys bring his trash through. Sorry, man. So at any rate, everything is branded underneath Stories in a Cemetery. My wife does all my graphic designs for me. She's the one who made the logo, in case you saw that, the big green Stories in the Cemetery logo. My wife designed that. She does all my book covers, she does all my headshots, all that stuff for me. So that's what she goes to school for. In case you're worrying about my credentials, yes, I have an education. Believe it or not, some people are like, what entitles you to do this? First off, I have an English major, I have a journalism major, both bachelor degrees, and I'm working on a master's in creative writing, and I'll probably go back in for my PhD in creativity. Am I a licensed tour guide? No, I am not. That is kind of Charleston Cavaliers Tours MO. Like, that's, you don't need a license to get tours.
Are you required to have one?
It used to be that you did, but right now it's in the courts, and until the court system says that I have to have one, I'll go get one when I need to. I have the book, I've read it, I use it for a study guide. So, who watches ghost hunting shows? Anybody?
Once in a while?
Once in a while, my dad does a lot.
I just needed to know like how much explaining I need to do with
that. Afterlife.
I like true crime. I'm a true crime podcast. Do you listen to the true crime podcast?
I don't.
Okay. Then you.
I know it's a big thing, though.
It is. Like,
it's a huge thing.
Yeah. I liked it before I got super trendy, but I've always liked it.
I listen to, believe it or not, a lot of business building type podcasts. I listen to a lot of, obviously, ghost story types stuff to see how I can
manipulate. I'll look up your podcast, though, for sure.
And you'll have access to it, trust me. All right, so let's talk about some of the gadgets. And that's the reason why I ask if anybody's watched the ghost hunting shows, so that way I need to know how much explaining I need to do.
As far as the tools.
Yeah, right. Because some people walk in and are like, okay, who... Well, it's this the tool, and you're like, oh, that's this, and this, and it does that. I'm like, all right, you're getting that one. That's all right. I'll explain them. So the first thing you guys need to know is I am recording this entire thing for two reasons. So it's in here, and it's already been turned on, and I started off with the time and the date and who ordered the tickets. I just say the person's first name. Okay. So I don't say any last names to keep everybody anonymous. But then I upload this to my website. So that way you guys can listen for EVPs later. EVPs are electronic voice phenomenon. So any voices that we can't hear audibly, this will pick it up. Now, have I had things come up on other tours? I've had things I had to analyze and didn't really come up with a conclusive piece of evidence. So can I guarantee anything's going to actually happen tonight? No. I'm going to tell the same stories I normally do, but the gadgets are going to act differently in every single place. I can't guarantee that we're going to have any activity. So keep that in mind. I can't control it. There are other ghost hunting tours in town. They're in one location, so they can guarantee those if they really, 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 really wanted to, if you know what I'm saying. Nobody else is going to do this for you on the streets of Charleston. So let's show you guys some of the gadgets.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Are you going to tell us, like, stories of places?
Yeah, this isn't just, let's go. Yeah. So we actually start here for a reason.
I wonder if the ghosts vary, like, maybe depending on the people, too. Or if there's somebody from the afterlife that is trying to...
So on my tours, I've had people get it. Like, I've had spirits get attached and come through because it was somebody that somebody knew. Mm-hmm. And they spoke to us all night long through the gadgets, which was super cool.
Yeah.
I've had people call me later and say, I felt like there was somebody in the car with me on the way home, and I've had to tell them what to do to get rid of them. So my paranormal experience is pretty extensive.
Yeah.
So I've dealt with pretty much just about everything, and I've even dabbled with some things I shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. So at any rate, questions, comments, if anybody gets dizzy, disoriented, feels nauseated, any of those things. I normally don't go based off my own feelings because then that kind of falsifies things for you. You can't verify how I feel. So if you guys are feeling something, you need to tell me so we can all stop. Mm-hmm. It does happen. I have had a person, I won't say male or female, but get very, very dizzy and we had to stop the tour. Mm-hmm. So it does happen. So just kind of be ready for that.
Okay.
And we got comfortable shoes on. I usually check that too. We're going to walk on some pretty uneasy streets today.
Okay.
So just want to make sure. All right. So the first piece of evidence, or the first tool that I normally gauge any kind of evidence on is an EMF detector. So it's going to flash once to make sure that it's on. So what this guy does is it actually measures electromagnetic fields. You may see an electrician with this, testing to see where wires are in a wall, those kind of things. But that's exactly what this is. The spirit world can communicate through this. They can manipulate it. This thing, I usually get excited once we get any kind of blip off this screen. What we are looking for with this guy is that we don't want pulses. Does somebody have a cell phone nearby in their hand?
No, in my pocket, back pocket.
Well, go ahead and pull it out for me and turn it on. I just want to show you what we're not looking for. See how, that's not really that steady. It's actually going kind of erratic right now. But that could be the signal that's coming from your phone. See the pattern that it's bringing? We don't want that. We want something that's going to go all over the board. Mm-hmm. Because everybody pulled out their cell phone, it's going to start going up. See how steady that is?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want that. That means it's something man-made that's manipulated.
Okay.
Okay, so this, whoever has this needs to keep it out and keep their eyes on it pretty much the entire night. Okay. So, who wants this guy? We got to get you to speak up somehow. So, whoever has that, you got to speak up. Like, hey, I got some signals.
Jumps up or anything.
Like, if it goes crazy,
jumps up. Or
so, we are going to cross on some streets tonight where the lines are underneath for the crosswalk signs and stuff like that. So, when we're on a corner, I'll let you know. Like, hey, that's I'm not going to make stuff up for you guys. Just so you guys know, I'm not Zach Bagans. Zach Bagans is the host for Ghost Adventures, and I don't know if you guys have ever seen him before.
Yeah.
But he's the oh my god, it's inside me. I'm not going to do that for you guys. Yeah.
I saw a ghost tour thing because we were looking. I was looking at Savannah as well, but there was someone who did a show, a TV show or something, and he does tours in Savannah. But that name sounded familiar.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he owns a shop of oddities and all kinds of stuff. So this is an infrared thermometer. All I did with this guy was I got a base reading off the ground, so I know what kind of temperature we're looking at. I always check it on the way here anyway. I normally wear a jacket so I can sense cold spots. We're not going to actually use this other than right now, and it's giving me a reading of 65 point, actually it's going up to 62, so between 65 and 66, because that's only going to measure where that infrared dot touches. I need something that's going to measure an actual cold spot that's in midair. So that's where this guy comes into play. This is a psychrometer. What this is meant for is it's meant to measure humidity. We don't give a crap about humidity tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Ghosts don't manipulate humidity. They manipulate temperature. So the bottom number is the temperature. And it's been sitting in my nice warm case, so it's at 76 degrees right now. But this little probe up here, it can work within inches. I tested it with like one of the little space heaters, mm-hmm. and you can literally move it in and out an inch of the air curtain, and it will go up and down. Like that's how close in proximity it needs to be. I have had a lot of cold spots on this specific tour on where we're going to go. Doesn't happen all the time, but this is a really good tool to have. So who wants to go with this guy?
Go ahead, Shannon.
We'll go with you. That's a nice, easy one.
You're sizzling hot, girl.
She's a ghost.
This guy. Look, kind of looks like the neuralizer from Men in Black. All right?
I'm
gonna erase memories at the end of the night. No, seriously. It is a grid pen. So what this guy does is it actually allows us to see things we wouldn't normally be able to see with the naked eye. Now, you're not going to be looking at the dots. You're going to be looking at what's in between the pen and the dots. So what you're going to see is a very quick blip. You guys see that quick flash where my finger was? That's what it's going to look like. It's going to go in and out very, very quickly. I will tell you, it is a laser. We cannot flash this on the major streets of Charleston. So whoever has this needs to be responsible. And second off, my spirit world does not exactly like this tool. That's why they don't normally stay in it.
Is that a big thing right there? A honker thing?
A what?
Is that like another tool?
That's what I just took the temperature with.
One. Oh, okay.
That's, I just did it. Unless I have like a much bigger group. I'm actually working on getting extra tools so everybody in my tour group can have something.
Oh, okay.
So,
is that all the tools?
Nope.
Oh. I was like,
Do you want something?
No, she's getting
something.
So this guy is a spirit box. Have you guys seen these on TV? It's a spirit box. So as you can hear, it's all static. I'm going to start to sweep forward. And as you can see on the screen, it is moving through the FM radio stations very slowly, but quick enough to where it's going to be hard to determine if a word or anything is coming through. So pass it around and just let everybody kind of get a listen to where the, you know, put it somewhat close to your ear, just so you can hear how hard it is for a word to actually come through there. What we're looking for with this guy is any words that will come through from a DJ, a song lyric, any disembodied voices, which are not one of those two things, to come through.
Okay.
This is a very big tool for us. It's a big communicator. Whoever, like, if you're listening, it's probably going to go to you. Can't listen to this thing all night long, but in specific places, I'm going to say, let's get that spirit box, put it up to your ear.
Okay.
So we're going to leave it running. And you have to shout out whatever you hear, because we can't hear it.
Yeah, you get it.
So it's up to you to let us know what you're listening to. So if it says house, or chair, or something along those lines, it's going to be brief. If you get a phrase that's more than 2 to 3 syllables, we're on to something. Are you guys with me so far?
Check it out.
Yeah.
You just said check it
out.
See? Is that a ghost, though?
That sounds like one.
So,
did you hear it, though?
But check it out. So, here's the reason why I use
the spirit. Did
you guys hear it? No, I didn't hear it.
Only you can.
Ellie, did you hear it?
I heard you say a word when
check it out.
So, well, you got it closer to your ear, so.
Only you are going to be able to hear that. We can't. We could barely hear the static.
Did you
I had a speaker for that so everybody could hear it, but my first tour somebody broke it.
Aww.
So
I expected them down?
No, not at all. Speakers are cheap. I got more on the way. So I use a couple of extra tools. And those are used on my phone. So first thing we're going to use is I have a backup EMF detector on my phone. Don't ask me how it works. It's not as sensitive as the one that JoJo has. But it will tell me on the bottom if a computer, TV, mobile is detected, or if it's high EMF or dangerous EMF. So I will pull this out in the event that I feel like we need a backup, just to kind of verify things.
What's danger EMF?
Dangerous EMF will actually cause nausea, people to pass out, all of these things. Like if you are in it for too long, like it's hospitalization time. Let's see, what else do I have here? So I run another spirit box on my phone. The cool thing about this one is that it will give us words in the center of the screen.
Okay.
The other cool thing about that is that it will save the list for us. So underneath your audio on the website that I'm going to put your audio on, I will put this exact list of words specific to your particular tour, and I will shout out whatever those words are so we can catch it on the audio. I saved the list for you guys just in case we miss something, because we're going to be talking, we're going to be looking at our gadgets, those kind of things. So I will save that list, and I will upload it to the website so you guys have that as well. And it has timestamps, so you can actually match it up to the part where you are in the tour, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So one more last tool, super cool thing. I just started using it, and I only use it because it works. It's wonderful. So I'm a true believer in that the spirit world can manipulate electronics. That's obviously why we have all these gadgets and tools. I'm not a medium, I'm not a psychic or anything like that, so I need all this stuff.
Right.
This is a reverse spirit box. So what this guy does is it takes those same radio signals and it turns them backwards. So it is completely gibberish. Unless we are meant to hear something. I've had super cool things come out of this. I've had complete communications and conversations through the spirit box. It is amazing. I usually only pull this guy out when we're really onto something with the other gadgets, because it can be annoying, and if we're all focused on this, we're losing track of what the other gadgets are doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the regular spirit box will be running the entire time.
Did you want me to shut this one off?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, leave it run.
Okay.
That way you can pull it out quickly if we're really onto something. All right, so I'm not going to lose the list that I had before, because I think that was from another investigation I did on my own. All right, so like I said, I will have this in my hand at all times. If you guys see a word that pops up before I do, feel free to let me know, because I am going to be talking and not paying attention to it the entire time. Plus, I had the volume turned down, so that way the beeping doesn't annoy everybody. All right, you guys ready to hear some stories?
Yeah.
All right, lots of gadgets, right? Lots of stuff
pretty
to follow.
Cool.
I like it.
All right,
Ghost
so
stories one-on-one.
This is Kane's Rum Bar. This used to be called Big John's. So none of you are from here, so I can pretty much tell you whatever story I want to, but I'm not going to. So, story. Couple stories here. First off, we had a big earthquake of 1886 here. Okay, I want to say it was like a 8-point something on a Richter scale. Like, it was huge for Charleston. So the first death allegedly occurred here. A piece of the mantling from the front of the building fell and struck somebody in the head and killed him. So there's one spirit that could possibly be here. The second spirit is that of Big John, or that of the person that he shot. So let me tell you that story real quick. We have the Citadel nearby, which is where all of the cadets go for training. Okay, it's school. So they used to come down here when it was Big John's bar for a drink. Big John was a football player. Didn't know if I mentioned that.
And this is in the late 1800s?
This was in the 1970s.
Oh, okay.
So 1970s, Big John's bar. Okay. He used to sit in the back of the bar. He was an NFL player. Don't ask me, which I don't follow sports. So at any rate, he used to nod off to the bartender if somebody was at age. When the cadets used to come in, he'd be like, no, don't give him a drink. He's too young. So anyway, two guys one night, the register was in the front of the building, came in and snatched the register and took off. Big John pulls out his .45 and takes one out before they're able to run out the door. The bullet hole is still in the front of the building. So it says whoever sits in the front of the bar sometimes gets dizzy, disoriented, nauseated, those kind of things. I've had EMF detections above that table one specific night. You have to remember, I'm taking you to places tonight where I've had activity in the past. It doesn't mean it's going to be there again tonight. So I can't always guarantee that it's going to be there. Now, any other time I've sent somebody inside with the EMF detector, it's not there. So somebody was with me that night, just let me know, hey, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for telling our stories. So, but the owner here now, Paul, he actually talks to Big John. even though he's dead. Still talks to him, letting him know he's taking care of his place. You know, and he gets that vibe. Like, he wants me to do a full investigation here, which I probably will one day when he's not so busy.
Does he live upstairs?
No. Nope, he just owns the place.
Oh.
So pretty cool stuff. You guys ready to walk? We've been standing around for a good 15, 20 minutes. Let's head out this way.
So this is all the original?
Yeah.
Stonework?
Honestly, I don't think it's, like, historically old.
Right.
Maybe a few decades.
About as old as that county. Yeah.
You got the word experience. So I should also note, guys, this
app. Word.
This app, it just gave us a word. It gave us the word. It gave us experience. So two things about this app. First off, it's meant to be a game and a hoax. It's meant for college kids to get drunk and sit around a coffee table and see what pops up.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I actually bought the upgraded version. Yeah. So I bought the upgraded version. It only had 1,900 words in the original free version. I upgraded it to get 9,000 words.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it was like $3. I'm like, it's worth it for the tourists just to see what comes out of it. Now, if I had this thing sitting at home on my coffee table watching it, it's going to give me a word about every 3 to 8 minutes. I timed it. When I'm in an active area, they're spitting out like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are going to be BS.
Experience.
So it's going to be up to us to determine whether or not it's pertaining to our conversation or the location that we're at.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yep.
Sure is.
So,
you better get that thing. You got to listen too. Huh.
So Crew Cafe over here is also haunted. They've asked me to do a full investigation.
Dollar
I did it.
It's a dollar bill. Experience dollar bills.
That means y'all got to pay me
Yay!
More. So Crew dollar Cafe, dollar. I got an EMF reading out of the upstairs bathroom. So I will do a full investigation in there.
Wait, what happened to the bathroom?
There's a suicide that was there. Oh. I can't find any of the history there because that used to be a slave home, which means it never had an address.
Where? With that little house right there?
No, the big house.
The big white one? White one?
Right. That's
that was
actually
a slave home?
It was. It's been expanded.
When you say slave home, do you mean like slaves lived there or slaves owned the slave home?
Slaves lived there.
And they were owned.
Yes.
Okay, because slaves usually are owned.
Right.
Duh.
So, I did.
Forgive me, because I ask retarded questions.
That's okay. And sometimes I forget people aren't from here and they don't know our history because we have a big history of slavery here. But there is detection of EMF upstairs in the bathroom. I will do a full investigation when there's nobody there. Usually when a business invites me to do it, I ask that they are closed so that way I can do what I need to do.
So what is that location now? Is it
it's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant, okay.
And it's gorgeous. I heard the food's really good, too. I've never eaten there, but we'll find out. Another quick little Charleston fun fact, that stop sign down there. During the Revolutionary War, ship came in off the wharf, because we're right next to the water, and shot a cannonball. Bottom right button on the bottom right of the device. If you turn it off and turn it right back on, the light will pop back up again. But the stop sign, they shot a cannon and a cannonball landed right where that stop sign is. No deaths, no tragedies, no paranormal activity. Just a quick little Charleston fun fact.
Wow.
So.
I like those little fun facts like that.
I got the word estimate.
It's a dollar bill.
And I got the word estimate. So we're talking about money tonight, apparently.
Yeah.
So this parking lot.
Estimate My uncle
got the word snap. See, it's starting to spit off a bunch of words. So you probably need to be listening. Do you have? He's already got EMFs, which is good.
Is it supposed to go to yellow or more?
Anything off that green is going to be good. See, all right, everybody, watch to see how erratic this is. It just went up to red.
Oh.
Let me move my phone away from it because my phone will obviously make it go off and give it signals.
Is that alarm?
You got an alarm. Yeah. Okay, good. And I got notice. Alarm notice. Those are very similar terms. So I don't have a story here. The only story that I got is of the Red Barn. Used to be, like, this is where they keep the horses for the carriage rides. Okay? This is where they keep all the horses. They do carriage rides through downtown Charleston.
Oh.
Okay. This is also the same barn that they used to keep the horses that used to deliver milk to the folks that lived in Charleston. So that's how old this building is. Do I have a roundabout date? 1840s, 1850s, roughly.
I like that.
But this particular lot, I get all kinds of activity from, like what he's got going on in the EMF, what you have going on in your spirit box. This is also where I've gotten a cold spot. Now, normally I don't have a draft here because the wind would normally come against this building, which means we normally wouldn't get anything this way. We have a draft this way tonight. I don't know why. So we're probably not going to be able to determine any cold spots. I will tell you, one night somebody, now you have to imagine, I get accused of things all the time. So somebody accused me of being able to manipulate everything that's going on. Like I had things in my jacket. And then somebody said, well, you're just bringing us to places where there's all these telephone poles and
what
things like that.
Wednesday.
It said Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Today's not Wednesday.
So I took the guest over to the phone pole, mm-hmm. and I leaned on the garbage can that's sitting over there. Normally, they've been putting them up here. But then this spirit box said the word cube. If you take a look at gives and face. So then, if you look at the shape of that garbage can, it's a square. So there's your cube. Then it gave me the word waste about 10 seconds later. So I had waste cube. Keep in mind, it was also before I updated to the 9,000 word version of this. So instead of saying trash can, it said waste cube. So, but again, EMFs, and I've been through this parking lot where there's been nothing. I've had other ones where I've had almost malevolent spirits come through where I had to move my group along. Like, it was, I did not get a good vibe. Couldn't tell them that, but I moved them along. Like, we need to get out of here.
Oh, wow.
So, I got the word drop. See how it's spitting off words pretty quick? It's about to give us another one.
Oh, yeah. What, is that the...
So, these color? Red bars up here, usually when it goes up to the red, it's catching on to signals that are going to be a little bit more manipulative.
Top pressure.
Or, it said drop pressure.
It's top pressure. Oh,
it said
drop?
It said drop.
Oh. Drop pressure.
And input. So, this is at a point in time where we can actually probably try to communicate using the EMF. Let's actually get out of these cars' way. I'm not taking you guys to the phone pole on purpose, I promise. But a lot of times, when because we're not all the way up to red yet, but we are getting some blips out of this, which is good. Usually when it's so erratic and it's in the yellow and the red and it'll just stay there, I can usually ask a spirit to move away from it to make it go to green, making it realize that its energy is the one that's making this thing go crazy. So I'm going to keep my phone away from it because obviously if I go near it, it's going to make it go off again. So if we have anybody here, make this gadget go off the green. If there's somebody here, give us one for yes, two for no. If we know the two for no, they're joking with us.
Wait. It said wait?
Yeah. It said wait.
Three, four.
We got a couple of little.
Maybe it's just random. It was doing this when I was just walking in general.
Wait. Inbound.
Now, this is also the place.
Inbound.
Oh, I had
wait,
input.
Inbound.
That one's that one says input.
He said, wait, I'm inbound.
Now, this is also a good spot for this because. I've gotten names out of this in this particular lot.
What did it say, Thomas?
Yeah.
Thomas is good, and you'll know why at the next location.
That's a chip.
Thomas?
It's so dumb. Your ghost is hunting us.
Thomas, are you here with us? Thomas? Thomas, can you say your name?
The temperature's going down.
How far down?
Back to 73.
See, I'll get excited when it's at like 65.
Okay. Oh, it's actually going
to
steadily going down. 72.
No, you're all over the place. Because, I mean, it really has to be really close to it before it'll go off. But you're getting signals. I'm trying to see if there's a pattern there. There's really not. Because it would be pulsing like it was a metronome. Somebody's here, can you say my name? My name is Nick. Can you see the cat? Can you tell me what color the cat is?
Tell me your last name. Come on, make the last name.
Said the word buck?
Yeah, buck.
That cat has a collar.
What did it say? ST? Jumping.
What color is the cat?
I'm gonna play that backwards later.
No, it's playing it backwards now. So if we're meant to hear something, it'll be clear as day. I've had this thing come up with my name. I've had it come up with other spirit names of locations where I visit. I've had yeses and nos, like yes, like plain as day. Isolated. I don't really get anything out of it. I'm still getting a draft through here.
What did it say?
Rap.
Rap? Thomas Buck Rap. Maybe he's a rapper. Hey, maybe he had Thomas Dining.
Well, Thomas is significant.
Thomas, for sure.
Well, you're awfully friendly.
It's going off. It went to the red. When I was walking, it went to the red, and here, and back. Yeah, it did it again.
So, we have to look for how close is wiring, which it's all seems to be pretty far away. I don't know that there's any electrical anything behind there, because I've gotten activity throughout this lot.
Okay.
No.
You want to see if it hits red, though.
It did. It hit red, like...
Yeah, he...
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, he's just walking.
Can I have it?
Yeah, did it again.
Oh,
wow.
I don't know. You want one day? I don't usually have, like, the yucky ones left, but... I call them the yucky ones.
I'm waiting to see if any words are going to pop through. Kind of related to what she heard on the spirit box. I got two. T-O-O. Isolated two. Did you mean Tom? Or Thomas? See how it's inconsistent? It's not.
Is it supposed to be inconsistent?
We want it to be inconsistent. That's a good thing. I mean, something man-made is not influencing it in any way. All right, let's move on to the next location where we can hear about Mr. Thomas.
Guess Thomas from one show to the other, but it's me. But I think
this guy was in... Yeah, I'm used to it. Especially if you're down here during the daytime, that's all you can smell is horses.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's a carriage.
Yeah. So, who used to live in Beaufort?
She friend us.
Oh, that's right, you still do. Okay, because Brian told me that you lived down there.
We had a poem
podcasting.
Yes.
Cemetery stories in the back.
I am so glad that that is lighting up like a Christmas tree. So my last tour, and this just show you the inconsistency of how this goes. My last tour, I had no activity. This should be my grand finale. It is not. But that's how much activity I normally get out of this location. Mm-hmm. So obviously it's a parking lot. Not very pretty now. But this is the former home of Thomas and Eliza Pinckney. Thomas Pinckney was one of the signers of our Constitution.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Their son, Thomas Cotesworth Pinckney, was another signer of the Constitution. There's Pinckney,
Pinckney
everywhere.
Yeah. Pinckney. Yeah.
So Eliza, she loves when I tell her story, and especially this is National Women's Month. She may have. She loves to come through. So
you missed it?
I missed it.
Dang it, Kim.
Oh.
She was the founder of our indigo crops.
Indian crops?
Indigo.
Oh, okay. Indigo. Yeah. That's what you guys made the buku butts on.
Yes.
Right?
So when our rice plantations went to the crapper, we needed another crop to save us. That's where indigo came in. Now, Eliza being from England, her father used to send her plants. And she was a botanist. I got the word Indian, so I don't know what relation that has. I'm going to rule that out, unless they were trying to say indigo. But again, I have 9,000 words. She should be able to communicate with us. But at any rate, she was also the businesswoman to make indigo successful, because she was the person who fronted it overseas. So not
only hosting.
Hosting? Yeah. Okay. Eliza likes me. She's pretty friendly with me. However, I will get words from either spirit box on the northern side of the parking lot that have terms like bones, berry, body, things of that kind of nature. I don't know why.
I earned it.
It's going.
She freaking said I earned
it. Yeah, it's going to. This is a very, very hot spot.
Yeah. That's cool. Did you hear what she said?
No, but I heard you.
I earned it. I mean, yeah.
So the house was in the front. This would have been her garden, lined up here with the dumpster, and these would have been her slave homes back here, where her slaves lived. The sad thing about this is we're going to have a commercial hotel built here, probably next year, 2021. They're not going to do an archaeological dig.
Really?
Really. So I spread that word because I get the same reaction from everybody. It is sad. I guarantee you, because we have enough archaeologists that actually live in Charleston, that they would probably come down for free and work on this ground.
Not today.
Okay. And I got the word front. Which could be front street.
It's like credit.
I'll go to the front.
It could be the front. I've actually had that come up before, too.
Credit.
So, good place for the grid pen. Again, just kind of watch the streets and the windows.
I've been starting the business.
Who's got the EMF? Jojo, come with me, buddy.
She said I've been starting the business.
She was starting a business. So hold your EMF up like this. Do you see the light in the background?
Oh yeah.
So sometimes that light is on, sometimes it's off, sometimes it flashes when everything is active like it is tonight. And it is usually in sync with it. So if one of y'all have a cell phone and want to take video of that, you can. I encourage it so that way you can look at it later, frame by frame, to see if it's actually legit. But it doesn't happen every single night. I actually was spotting it when we were over by the Red Barn. It's in. Hopefully it's going to be in sync with his EMF detector, showing that it's the same activity.
From a different oak.
From a different oak?
Yeah. From a different oak. What is
that? So we actually have one of the oldest oak trees here in Charleston. It's near Jamestown. It's called the Angel Oak.
Oh yeah, I heard about it.
It's giant, and it has a history. And I'm sure the Pinckneys were involved with it in some way, shape, or form.
Wow.
So that's something I actually want to look into. So that's actually positive evidence for me to look into later.
There you go.
But I do like it. So he's getting all kinds of red. The grid pen, the trick to this guy is to keep it as still as possible. So it's like pointing at the ground and slowly move it out. I have it set to have a ton of dots. In the event that you actually lose the turnstile, you just move the tip of it very slightly to try to get as many dots as possible. Now what you're looking for, again, is very quick. So try not to stare at the dots. Try to look in between. I have epilepsy.
Do you?
I do.
Oh, man.
And the pens that I'm getting, you know, to expand my amount of tools are green, red, and blue. They're actually on the way. Northern?
It freaking said Northern Condapper.
So let's turn up our, because we have so much activity, let's turn up the list here. Eliza, I've actually had Eliza come through with her name.
This should be a archaeological dig somewhere in the north. Northern Condapper?
I got the word in. So, Eliza, if you're here with us, it's Nick. You should know me by now. Tell us who you are. Give us your name. Give us a yes. And what's nice is you guys will be able to hear all of this activity through the audio. Very clear.
Or when you post it?
Yes. It comes up perfectly clear. But Northern Cadaver, like that's four syllables.
Yeah, Northern Cadaver.
It's in the middle, buddy. You got it. Eliza, come on. Tell us who you are.
We need to get back. She wants to talk to you.
Eliza, are you here? Eliza?
This is a flavor back here. But I'm going to put it in my life and say it. The gate. Light on the top.
Can you say hello to us?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. She said yes. Eliza. Eliza, are you here? Give us another yes.
Boy?
Eliza, what kind of plants did you grow here? We can move.
Bible.
Bible? Is there a Bible buried here? Is that what you've been trying to tell me?
In your machine.
Machine? She just said machine. Which machine? The one with the lights? Can you? Do you see the lights? The green, red, and yellow lights? Are you getting anything out of your spirit box? Again, she's not as direct or as strong as some of the other nights that I've had her here, but the fact that that's going off again is a good sign that I'm not going crazy. I brought guests here. I always get excited when I come into this lot, and there's nothing. I'm like, oh. Told you guys I can't guarantee everything.
Well, say, you listen again and see what happens because
okay.
She said it might make a difference.
You listen for a few.
And I haven't had anything come through the blue spirit box in a while.
Okay, we're at 66.8.
Okay, that's about where we were.
Oh, what's that?
Where are you going?
That's the front one.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
You're looking at the bottom number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Oh, I was looking at the top number the whole time.
No, bottom.
What's the top number?
Humidity. I got a round.
I'm looking at the number. Something.
Huh? Where are you going?
Where are you going? Around. And she said by the something.
So maybe we should go around.
Yeah.
wasn't a virgin, was she? No.
No.
It wasn't, but that virgin.
No, she had several children.
Yeah.
Success.
But maybe the cadet body might be.
And you're going completely red, and I got success.
Maybe the cadaver is a virgin.
What's the tent?
The body is over there in the north. Yes. Yeah.
He's going into somewhere with a tablet. You got the word Bible earlier.
Pay attention.
Pay attention. Gotta move a little slower than that, because you're gonna get glimmers from the rocks, and it's gonna be a false positive. So what I mean by that is, like, you might get like one of those rocks that's angled the wrong way, and it'll look like it flickered at you, and it's really not.
It flickers at you, or does it?
You'll see the difference in the light. See how, like, right around here, where my toe is. Go ahead and move it to the left a little bit. See how you got that little flicker? It gives you that little false positive.
Like right there, that
yep.
thing?
Yeah.
That's like a piece of glass.
Right, but the rocks will do the exact same thing.
Right.
You don't want that kind of false positive. You know, what you're looking for is very quick.
So you have to be really still when you do it by itself.
So normally this grid pen is set up on a tripod, so that way it can remain steady, and you just flash it through a whole room, or, you know, but when we're on the streets, obviously I'm not going to carry a tripod around. Eliza, this is where he told us to go. So now what? Are you going to show yourself? Are you going to give us more words? You know how all these gadgets work. You've talked to us before.
It takes more time? It takes more time?
Like, we can't stay here all night. This ain't the whole tour.
No, whenever you're ready.
Well, the fact that we're getting this much, when I'm getting this much, I stay.
Yeah.
I don't want to dismiss
people.
Those are not original.
No.
There was a bar restaurant here called Molly Darcy's that they tore down to make the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
And there was actually an apparition, a full apparition of a woman seen in that bar restaurant. But it wasn't her because the period of the dress was wrong. So we're talking like Eliza was... going off again. Eliza was 1840s to 1870s, and she actually died in Philadelphia. That's where she's buried. They think that the woman that was seen in the apparition was her aunt, who used to come down and visit quite often, who lived long past Eliza.
Okay. There's so much history here.
Yeah. Like, it's really hard to keep it all straight and intact. Especially with years and dates, because, I mean, like, you ask me, is this 1800s? No, 1970s. So I got to stop and remember where I'm at. All right, so if you're not getting much else, this isn't giving me anything else. It sounds like it's going to. Oh, it's got week, like, as in a days of the week. Yes, I got other tours this week. I'm actually almost fully packed tomorrow.
Oh, good.
On Friday the 13th?
Yep.
I can imagine that.
That'd be fun, Friday the 13th.
Well, that's why we did the promo.
Yeah. No, that's good. Friday the
13th. All right, so we are actually going to move on. We're going to, your gadgets are pretty much going to be useless for the next 5 to 8 minutes, because we're going to walk about 2.5, maybe 3 blocks that way. So, I mean, you're more than welcome to listen in case you get anything. I keep this guy open just in case something comes through. Spirits do like to listen to our conversations, and they will chime in from time to time. I've had that happen quite often. But again, it's up to us to put the clues together and to make sure we're onto something, or is it just BS? But when we have EMF detections, this is obviously a haunted location.
This
and
is definitely...
The stuff that you gave us was pretty cool. So, can you imagine doing this for a living all the time?
That'd be cool.
So, like, I go to random spots all the time.
It.
I do.
Yeah,
I actually, last week, I went to...
It's still work, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's still work. I mean,
you know what I mean? Like,
you just feel like,
you get to go to a job that you love to do.
Right, and my office is at home. So, where my dogs are and everything like that. So, watch your step. So, for one podcast episode, my podcast episodes are about 30 minutes long. And this is not the original work, by the way. This is all from the bar restaurant that was here in the early 2000s.
So you,
might be the
power wire.
That's not the original though.
No.
That is not that as old.
Nope. This is all from Molly Darcy's. But for one podcast episode, 30 minutes of recording, writing, and all of that, it's an 8-hour day for me to get all of that prepared.
And how often do you put a podcast out?
Once a week.
Oh, cool. So if you ever listen to True Crime, those two girls are called My Favorite Murder.
I think I've heard of it.
They are, they're number one podcast.
Okay, that's probably why I've heard of it.
Of all podcasts, they're like number one. But in true crime, they're number one.
True crime seems to be like the new niche that's going around.
It really
Even
is.
Like some of the like the ghost story podcasts I listen to, they're promoting true crime podcasts.
True
they're like
giving ghost stories.
Yeah, so well not even no, not ghost stories. Like so podcasting world is really very friendly. So if I'm a fan of a podcast, all I have to do is email them and say, hey, do you want to do an ad swap?
Oh,
so
yeah.
They'll promote me and I'll promote them.
That's
so that's what they're doing with the True Crime.
Yeah, that, maybe that's why I'm going to do podcasts.
So
they do that.
Graveyard Tales does a promo with me. Mm. We should be good. We have the right of way.
We have the right of way.
Yep.
That doesn't mean you won't get right over.
But yeah, I mean, podcasting is, you know, that's
you
a process.
Do you find your ratings go, like make a difference too, like if you get 5-star ratings?
Yes, because what that does on the podcatchers is it pushes you to the top of the list.
Yep.
So whenever I get a 5-star from, there's only like 4 sites that I'm on that will actually take comments or ratings. The other ones are just completely random. As long as you're in the right category and you're in the right genre of your work, then you'll get found. You just have to dig around. But a lot of, like, what I do, it's all word of mouth.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Well, if we can give you a 5-star, I will.
Honestly, the tours are bigger for 5-stars. So, I mean, that... I mean, you guys, I don't know how... Again, if you looked at the reviews for this, I don't have anything less than a 5-star. Mm-hmm. On any... On, like, Groupon, TripAdvisor, Expedia. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a 5-star guy all the way around.
There you go, 5-star. That's a bumper sticker. That should be a bumper sticker.
It should be.
I'm a 5-star guy.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm going to code that.
That's a good... Yeah, that's a good change.
Let's get that, right?
I'm a 5-star guy.
Yeah.
You are they ever
going to? We're going to market right? that. We overheard a guy say this once. No, I really. I
we're going to move.
Like
there's no cars coming.
Oh, this is where that house is. Oh, we were just here.
So I get activity all over the customs house. I just don't have any stories.
That was it.
Probably talking about you.
I'm a character. That's right. They choose I am.
Is that what it said?
It said character.
I am a character. They know it. That's why she's trying to talk to me.
Kingdom.
Yeah. Oh, I have it. But... Oh, yeah. Do you want me to go through?
Again, the EMF will probably go nuts over this street just because it's, all the ley lines underneath. Yep, all the electrical wires underneath.
I just died in your arms tonight. Yeah. Oh, that's crazy, huh? Died in your arms tonight.
I must be dying.
So have you guys been anywhere else today, or?
We went thrifting. And then we went to the beach.
Okay.
I went to the restaurant.
It's a dance for all of them.
You gave me the word kingdom. I just don't find that very relevant.
I thought kingdom.
Well, it gave me that a while back.
Kingdom?
Yeah. Hmm. I don't find it relevant to anything.
Is it what it said? No, I said kingdom. I'm just trying.
Oh.
If we're talking about religious stuff and all that.
Yeah. It did give us the word Bible out of the regular.
I really enjoyed that evening.
I did. I enjoyed my steak.
And you gotta see it during the daytime. I only get to see it at night. I live in Somerville, so it's pretty far inland. We're gonna make a right down here. Watch your step.
Somerville?
Yeah.
So how old are these like brick folks?
So you should be more concerned with the original bricks that you're walking on.
So how old are they?
Late 1600s.
They look like
Savannah
River.
These were one of the original sets of bricks that used to came over on the ships. And the little rule of thumb that I've heard, I don't know how true it is, the bricks in the center that are laid differently is because that's the exact latitude or longitude line of Charleston.
What do you mean?
So when you do latitude and longitude on a map, every city has a direct degree that it has to be in for it to be labeled that particular, like the center of the city. So when the latitude and longitude cross, like this is one of those exact lines.
Is that cool, babe? You would like that stuff.
Science.
Okay, what about the buildings though?
I don't know.
Oh. And not as old as this.
Probably not. Looking at the brickwork, I'm going to say late 1860s, 1870s.
Oh, yes. Still.
Roughly.
I'm just truly amazed, man.
Hey guys. All right, so I bring you guys down here for a couple of reasons. So first off, we have Lodge Alley on this side. It is haunted. With no specific, yeah, like right through those gates is Lodge Alley Inn, because it's named after Lodge Alley, where we're standing. It has apparitions, it has hauntings and ghosts and those kind of things, but it doesn't have a story to tie to it. At least nobody's been able to pinpoint it, like some of the stories that I'll tell you guys in a little while. Mm-hmm. I did get the word sink as we passed by the kitchen of High Cotton Restaurant. So, Magnolia Restaurant, I'm sorry. But the other reason was obviously this is a very old part of our town. This is where the Masons used to meet, right here in the middle of the alley. So this was kind of like their thing. The other reason I come down here is sometimes I get some activity, but this is a really good spot for me to tell like one of my psychic stories, because it's a great ambiance. Oh yeah. Yeah, it's probably just to help protect like some of the original woodworking and things that are like that in there. It's not really
meant. Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good, you're good. It's actually rebar if you look at it. So it's not like it's old or it's just there to protect. Yeah, it's the same thing here. This is probably meant to protect the old windows.
Right.
So the window styles all have a piece of the architecture. He's like staring into the green light, getting dizzy. Love it. So I will actually tell my story from Beaufort. Now I'm going to ask you, is it Beaufort or is it Beaufort?
I see Beaufort.
Beaufort, okay, because I know that there's a Beaufort, North Carolina, and the two get very upset when you mispronounce it to the other one.
Oh.
So my story in Beaufort actually
South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina is not dealing with the psychic, but it's dealing with Fort Fremont. Are you familiar with Fort Fremont?
No.
So Fort Fremont is actually on a beach. It was a fort that was built as a just in case during the Yamasee and the, which war was that? I honestly don't remember, but I know it was part of the Yamasee War and the Spanish-American War, maybe, if that sounds correct. I'd have to fact check it on my own website, because I wrote about
it. On Paris Island.
That might be it. Mm-hmm. Way out there. So it's still there. It was never used in battle, but it used to have men stationed there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got a little beach to it. You have to go down to the beach and then go up to the fort. So it's me, my wife, and at the time, I think she was 12, my 12-year-old daughter, and I have a support animal. His name is Byron. You'll hear about him later, too. He comes with me everywhere because I have seizures, and I get these, what they call them, suicide headaches. They're so bad, like they're timed, like they're horrible. I hadn't had one in months. My wife and I figured out a formula with my diet and all this stuff where I hadn't had one. crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, and I still haven't had them.
I've had some of these headaches. Gluten I feel like
induced or something?
What's that?
Gluten induced or something?
No. Actually, it dealt a lot with not enough vegetable intake and too much sugar intake. So we reversed it, and everything seems to be good.
Great.
So we go into the fort. I start getting one of these headaches. My eyes water and the whole nine yards. And before, when I had them, they were timed. Like, if it was 1:29 in the afternoon, I knew a headache was coming. Like, that's how bad they would get. Eyes watering, the whole nine. Can't see. I'm starting to get one of these as I'm walking into the fort.
Light sensitivity or anything?
Well, I have light sensitivity anyway. Because I have another little thing going on with my eyes. We won't get into that. It's caused by the seizures that I've had. But at any rate, so my dog's with me. He's starting to sense that my pressure's changing in my body. So he decides that he's going to start, like, jumping up at my leg. And my wife notices, like, what's he doing? So I have to sit down. I'm at that point. We just started using some of these gadgets and tools, so my daughter wants to go explore the fort. I'm immobilized at this point. The dog is licking my face, trying to get me to calm down. I told her, just go get me my evidence so I can write the blog and do the podcast. We leave, get me a couple snacks, I'm good to go. Go home and start investigating the words that came through. Got the word my son, it's interesting. It gave me the words Rock Creek and Raid. And those, in the middle of a major word list, like we probably had a good 40 to 50 words come through. And I started looking into it. Those, like, I usually investigate every single word when I'm at one location just to see if there's any ties. So those three words, turns out that Harriet Tubman led a raid from that area near Fort Fremont over a specific creek into a Rock City. It wasn't Rock Hill, but it was another Rock City in North Carolina, and wrote that exact same phrase in a letter to Colonel Montgomery. Using those exact three words. So
said famous and then end.
Take it further. I haven't heard anything about Harriet Tubman since I was probably in fourth grade. So what do? I start investigating. What do I know about Harriet Tubman? Absolutely nothing. But I do know that she used to get migraines on the left side of her head due to a riot that she was in when she was a little girl that used to give her premonitions through the rest of her life, which is what made her the big preacher. Yeah. So I felt like my wife said she probably channeled through you.
Yeah.
To be able to give you that kind of information. And then London, my daughter, had all these words come through. You probably had Harriet Tubman with you. So to actually have that kind of contact. And again, I don't normally put my emotional feel into anything, but when I'm affected to that nature, and I honestly, I think I maybe had one headache since, and that was over 2 years ago. If that just tells you how random it was.
And those three specific words.
By the way, I like the name London. Oh. That is of such a real name.
And I'm fascinated with Harriet Tubman.
Are you learning about her?
No, I just, every time I see your books, I always like...
So I want you to look that up, Colonel Montgomery. Look for the letter. There was a book that actually has the letter that she wrote to him talking about those things. And when you guys get the card from my website, the article that I wrote shows the exact... I screenshotted it so that way I could post it.
You know what? You might have saw her when we went to the history of the slaves and stuff.
Actually, there was just a movie put out on her, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's called Harriet. Did you see it yet?
I want to see it.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Underground Railway.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Really cool stuff.
I would love to see that. We're going to go watch that.
And London's middle name is London Ray. So to kind of give you the full explanation, it means wise protector of the fortress of the moon. So hence, I have London's tattoo as the moon. And the funny thing is that her ruling planet, obviously I'm into the zodiac, her ruling planet is not an actual planet. It's the moon. So based on her birthday, that's why we named her that. And then my other daughter, her name is Serena, and she was born on Halloween. So that's why I have, yeah. So those are my kids, and they're going to eventually wrap around everything. Got the word jungle. Yes, my house used to be a jungle. Let's move. Oh, I have to warn you. So before, at the end of this alley, we're going to be entering some neighborhoods. It's kind of out of bounds for the even unlicensed guides. So we're going to be five friends ghost hunting. I can tell you stuff, but I can't tell you touristy things. So we're just going to be a brief moment till we get out of the neighborhood.
You're a friend whether you're in there or not.
That's right. Let's do it.
Yeah, how we going? Good. Hey, folks. Now you're looking too far with the UT. Go for it, girl. I don't go.
So who's all related to Hal here?
This is our son.
Okay.
And then we're best friends.
Okay.
But we're all like...
I usually try to put clues together of who's with who.
Yeah, best friends from... Lovers, haters, spiders.
Yeah. Her and I in California.
Anybody know anybody, Russ?
Russ. I did know a Russ.
Did he pass on?
Not out here, though.
It doesn't matter where he passed out.
Passed away. Did he pass away?
Yeah.
I don't know. He might be. Probably. He's anything like my dad.
His name was Russ? Really?
He's a druggie, so I thought he'd be surprised he's dead. He was like a cartoon.
Interesting. What brand? What brand? Interesting, because you know you're in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all about the Navy here.
Oh, I was in the Navy.
She knows all about that.
Yeah.
They were. She's a Navy girl right here. This is her country.
8 years.
Really?
Yes, you did.
Well, thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Yes.
You did something that some of us are incapable of doing. So. When I'm delivering for Uber, I always deliver to the military down in Goose Creek because they have a station down there. And every single time, them young kids, every time I thank them for their service, they look at me like I have three heads. I'm like, get used to seeing it, dude. Get used to hearing that.
Yeah.
I did. You know, I had three deliveries there today.
And they were like, people that serve and they look at you like that?
Well, they're young kids. They're fresh in. So they're not used to hearing it, but because they're in uniform, of course I'm going to show them the respect that they deserve.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter how old I am or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, it's.
I knew when I first showed it, I was like,
thank you. How do I reply?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's usually what I get. Probably because they're young and they don't know.
Right. I mean, these kids are 18 years old.
Oh, yeah. They're like 4 years older than he is. Thank you. Thank you for thinking that. Thank you for being here.
I actually had somebody tell me that he appreciated me today after I told him thanks for your service.
Yeah,
it was at his house.
Aww.
I was kind of like, okay, I'll be a civilian for the rest of my life. Thank you. What's the matter? We have another cat.
A cat's like a good omen? Animal. Dang. Are cats good omens?
I'm not a fan.
Oh. I love cats. Cats love
They
cats.
Like me.
But you don't like
me. I'm a dog. Well, I shouldn't even say that. I used to work for Petco as previous life. And like, my house is a small zoo right now. I have two birds, two dogs, a fish, like... I live in an apartment.
Well,
the kids are pretty much grown, so believe it or not,
you don't look old enough to
grow kids. I was waiting for it because I get it every time. But yeah,
that's a good thing.
I have my oldest is going to be 20, and my youngest is going to be 14. So
he's like our age. Dang,
are you?
What are they?
43.
Drinking the water.
41.
I'm 42. 42.
I'm 43. 41. I'm 43.
When you said 20-year-old, I was like,
What's his name? Harry.
Anybody know a Harry?
You know a Harry?
Yep.
Besides my legs.
It's a double R, not an IR.
Hi.
Sorry.
I've been married twice.
I have boundaries. Dude,
and I got two
issues.
Daughters. You can't embarrass me at all. I'm the guy that used to embarrass my girls. Honey, the tampons, they're over here.
Yeah. See, that's a good as a parent. That's your joy in life.
Yeah, exactly.
It's your
kid. Yeah.
Oh, well, he hasn't gotten new yet, so he's still...
I have to get more new to dad.
We're going to go down this alley after.
Yes.
It is, and that's a great picture spot. But there's some really cool ghost stuff down there, too. I like to go down this way first, and then we just circle back. And I normally do that because my other competitor, that's their big finale. So I let them have it. Like, they usually have it pretty full. So that gives me an opportunity to come down here and tell these stories, and then I circle back.
How many are there? You and another person? Or is there a lot of people?
Are you talking about competitors?
Yeah.
I have one major, and they keep stealing my ideas.
Aww,
so,
that's
it happens. Flattery is the best form of... What's how's that go? Mockery is the best form of flattery. So, this building right here, this used to be Bocce's restaurant. I've had customers, guests, friends take pictures of this building and actually come up with apparitions things that I'm having analyzed. So feel free to take pictures. Things show up in the windows. The reason it's not Bocce's anymore is because it's too damn haunted for that restaurant. Things move around on the second and third floors. Things will stack up.
It looks like an old building.
Do you want to take a picture? No.
He's got it.
Okay.
Will spirits eventually, like, just leave?
Depends. Depends on what kind of spirit it is.
Because, like, a lot of people die. So I would assume that there's, like, a lot of spirits.
So there's different types of spirits. There's residuals, and then there's active. So active kind of moves all over. Our friends over at the Pinckney Mansion site in the parking lot, they're active. They're not there all the time. But a residual doesn't really know what's going on. They kind of stay put. That's why you have the same kind of activity in the same location all the time. So when you find those kind of things, it's almost like a guarantee you're going to get it. I prefer to work with active because they're intelligent. They can speak back to us. You know, you get something that's residual, they have no idea what's going on. They're lost in limbo. It just depends on your beliefs. Up there? No.
Let's go.
You are beautiful. That's cool. Look at cowboy. You are beautiful.
So this whole area is a giant hotspot for stories, and a lot of the other ghost tours tell the same stories down here. I don't make it a big production because we are more after the activity. So over there, that building looks like the V-ship, yeah, with the cross on the building. That's actually the oldest building here in Charleston. That's the Powder Magazine. Okay, super cool building. So the walls are 32 inches thick. It's got a groin vault ceiling, 32 inches. It holds gunpowder, or it held gunpowder. It is
the oldest building in Charleston.
Now, that's on record. I will argue that the Pink House is actually older by 1 year, but there's no record of it. So, same time frame. But at the same token, the way it was built is miraculous. I've investigated it. You got to remember, I'm in Charleston. They welcome me to do this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. When I walked in there with equipment, they're like, yeah, go ahead, do whatever you got to do. I bought all the books, read them all. Allegedly, there's some kind of pirate spirit that's seen there. I'm not a big pirate type person, so I didn't buy into that a whole lot. And not to mention, like, she wasn't even there, the female pirate that is allegedly seen there. But the building is miraculous, 32 inches thick, groin vault ceiling. That means that there's 8 pillars on the outside and one on the center, and they go into the middle. The roof that you see is actually filled with original sand from the late 1600s. They had to do some repair work on it in the early 2000s, and when they lifted off some of the panels, it still had the original sand in there. Sand does not deteriorate. And the reason for that is so that, and it's the placement is very interesting too. So it's meant to hold gunpowder, so if it were
is
to get attacked, no, it's a museum right now. So St. Philip's Church is actually, that's the parking lot for the church up ahead. But the Powder Magazine is in the center over here, because if it were to get attacked, that sand would keep the explosion down and then push it out through the chimney. That's why the walls are so thick, because it's gunpowder. The reason it's also in the center, away from the water and all of these other things, is you got to remember, we only had 4 walls at Charlestown.
Right.
Before it was Charleston.
We learned about that.
Yeah, so it's in the center of where those 4 walls would have been. Mm-hmm. It's not easily attackable, if that makes sense. It's in a protected area. I've had guests argue that it wasn't always a powder magazine. It was built to be a powder magazine.
Right.
Plain and simple.
They just don't want to admit it.
Yeah. They just, now, I have had no... I don't know. These actually look like a lot of tours.
I think they got out of something like a church.
Might have been at the church.
Is there a service?
It's Charleston.
Oh, every day's a service?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. It's a Bible Belt.
Almost here. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. They do like you guys. She's the only one that liked me. That was it. What is your name? I'm sorry, I just called you Hay. I know your name, but
Nick.
Nick. Why are some people more susceptible, like to
just different
spirit?
Talents? I've worked with some psychics that were completely bogus, and I have best friends of mine that they're best friends with me because I believe in them so much that they actually are legitimate. So.
Susceptible to like spirits.
Mm-hmm. It just depends.
You have a conversation.
Look at that building.
It just depends on how you do it, though. So I have messed around with Ouija boards and had conversations that way. I've had spirits channel through me in not a good way. I've worked with black mirrors before. They're not always things that you want to dabble with unless you know exactly what you're doing. If you don't know exactly what you're doing, it could be very dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I've had to exorcise an apartment with my wife and young baby and get them out of the house before I can move on because we had let some certain things in here. So check this out. A couple of stories here. If you guys look at this sign real quick. This is the only ghost at St. Philip's is the Holy Ghost. There's a reason for this sign being here. So, back in 1888, a woman passed away. Her name was Mary Howard Hardy. 10 days after her stillborn child, they buried them together in the cemetery. 1988, a photographer comes by, puts his camera lens through the cemetery gates. And mind you, both cemeteries belong to St. Philip's. He captures a full apparition of a woman with a shawl over her shoulders and a basket next to her. He sent it off to Kodak because we didn't have Photoshop and all those other things. He needed to debunk it. Kodak could not debunk the picture.
Wow.
Now, I would show this picture to you, but I'm a very superstitious person. Just watch the building back there, buddy. I think the priest actually lives back there. No, you're good to go in there. I actually encourage it, but just watch how far you get the grid.
We're good to go in there? Let's go.
No, we're not going in there. sometimes the west side is actually open, and I've taken guests through there, which is really cool. So that's the reason why this sign is here, because the church does not want to endorse all the paranormal activity that actually happens here.
I get it.
And I haven't been able to, like, investigate.
United States.
Right. So other stories that happen here. First off, give me a quick geography. So right next to the cemetery, and this is as far as I'm allowed to go, next to the cemetery, yep, because we start hitting residentials, is the Pirate House. So that's where the pirates used to come in, have a pint, meet with some women, and that was it.
And we can go there?
No.
Oh, we can't go
there. That's as far as we can go.
Oh.
One block away from that is the Dock Street Theater, one of the top 10 haunted locations in America.
Why can't we just pretend we're friends? Oh, you can get in trouble.
I can get fined a lot of money.
We don't want you to get in trouble.
So
it's not worth it.
All the stories of the three locations that I just told you about, St. Philip's Church, Dock Street Theater, and Pink House, all tie together. So first off, we'll start with Pink House, just because that one's quick and easy. Blackbeard used to come here on the wharfs, and his men would come in. It is said that there was a tunnel that was dug from the Pink House over to Dock Street Theater underneath the streets.
Wow.
So, allegedly, of course, legend and lore will tell you that Blackbeard's treasure is buried in that tunnel.
Mm.
Nowhere in any history book or any research I've done does it say Blackbeard ever set foot on Charleston soil, let alone bring his treasures to our streets. But the cool thing about Dock Street Theater, a couple things there. It used to be, it had a couple changes. First, it was a theater called Dock Street Theater because this used to be Dock Street. Then they changed it over to a hotel called Planters. And then it was a theater again. So now that you know the history of that, of how it went back, so it was theater, hotel, theater. And the hotel had prostitution. It was a party place. It was a happy-going time. Mm. A woman that used to work here at St. Philip's Church, she was past the marrying age. She was 23, 24 years old. The marrying age was 17.
Oh, my Lord.
She was a beautiful
woman. She was an old hag.
Yeah, right? So she wanted a job down there at Planner's Hotel because that's where all the prostitutes were. She wanted to feel wanted again. So imagining I'm not falling things on virgin ears over there.
No, he's good. Seriously? My mouth? Yeah, he's fine.
So she goes down there. She puts on her best red dress. She goes down and gets herself a job. She's the most wanted woman in the whole place. She's still not happy. She has to go up to the second story and just wonder about coming back to the church to work again. So one night the priest goes down there. He's talking to her out there on the balcony. A storm rolls in. Lightning strikes. She's leaning on a wrought iron balcony, strikes her dead. Now, her apparition is said to have been seen from the knees up. So let's think about the history that I just told you.
Her knees up. Okay.
Frame and then stuff. Yeah, it's giving us all kinds of stuff. Math. That's kind of math. So when it changed from Planner's Hotel back to the theater again that we know now, they raised the first floor ceiling. She's walking on the original floor of the second floor. So you can only see her from the knees up.
Wow.
Now, somebody actually had to do that research afterwards because the apparition was seen, but it was confusing why we could only see her from the knees up.
They figured it out. Smart people.
Well, we're going to talk later on the way back to our cars about how smart I actually am. I got secrets.
Oh.
So that's another story.
Oh,
the other ghost that said they've been seen at Dock Street Theater, and you can go visit this during the daytime, like a full walk-in tour, free of charge, just walk in. And you guys can use the apps and look for EMFs. It's really cool. They will actually welcome it.
We'll do it next time.
So, Junius Booth, father of John Wilkes Booth, who shot Lincoln in a theater. Now, Junius Booth, that
you
was when...
You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Junius Booth was an actor. He's only traveled through Charleston several times working on Shakespearean plays here. So he's seen in period dress, late 1700s, early 1800s. Don't know why. He's not from here. He doesn't live here. He didn't die here. Oh. He died in New Jersey or something crazy like that.
But he's seen...
Because apparently he loved the theater that much. So, cool stuff over here. I don't normally get a whole lot of activity over here. The grid pen's fun to play with, especially if I got a youngster here who's not into all the history like the rest of us.
He likes history.
He likes history.
Yeah, he does.
Well, only thing I heard was United States right here.
Oh, so well, it's because John Calhoun is buried over there. He was vice president.
Oh, was he now?
Mm-hmm. Don't ask me to which president. I have no idea. I should, but I don't. I can't remember everything. The Pirate House, somebody actually lives there. So when you get too close to it, they get pissed off.
Oh, I can imagine that.
But it's supposed to be haunted, too.
Oh, they're talking about some fancy church.
Yeah. Now, if you notice, the church actually juts out. And then the street curves back in again. It's because when they widened the streets, when they were getting rid of horse and buggies, the church refused to move.
Oh, that's why it curves around?
Yep.
Okay.
They wouldn't move it. So that's why it stands out.
Oh.
Just to read it.
But,
yeah, but
so that's neighborhood.
It's neighborhood / businesses. Like, it's really a mix. And I actually had another when I was first starting this, and I had no idea what the laws were. I had somebody stop me. And he's like, are you a tour guide? I carry a satchel. Of course I'm a tour guide. He's like, you know you're going to get fined up here. I'm like, then what are you doing here? He's like, I'm going back to my post. I'm like, okay.
Back to his post?
Yeah, so most of the tour guides down here, they work for a company. So the company's down here. Or they're going back to where they start their next tour. So they're cutting through, and that's perfectly legal.
Mm-hmm.
But to take a group through and talk
you
stories.
Can walk through,
right.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
When you're cutting through back to your...
Right. So he was just going back to his post. And like I said, sometimes the west side of the cemetery is open, and it's really cool to walk through. There's no activity there. And what's funny is Stories in a Cemetery, the name, I don't get a whole lot of activity in cemeteries.
Mm-hmm.
I normally don't. Who the hell wants to stay where they're buried? They want to go to the places they love.
Yeah, I know, and I'm always like,
yeah. But it attracted you guys to actually want tickets. So let's head back down this way. I got the name Carson.
Carson.
Like, I don't even know where
I knew
Josiah
had a friend named Carson, but he's alive, so.
Yeah, he's
alive.
I hope he's alive. Remember Carson? No. Carson was the brother.
I remember no Carson.
Mm-hmm. Carson was the brother.
Yeah, everybody shows off the Powder Magazine because everybody claims that it's super haunted. I get no activity there.
Oh, shit.
I know,
for
your
Yeah,
it has. They actually used to do things like this. Just in that one location.
That's a trip.
Yeah, ooh. Like they would spend 2 hours in there, like a full investigative team. I don't know what they caught. That was years ago. Now they just, you know, talk about the ghosts that are allegedly there. Pin. And the cool thing about the audio, too, is if you can't remember what stories you heard, you can just go back and listen to it.
That'd be great.
So, people appreciate it. You know what's funny? Is I actually got recognized today.
Oh, did you?
I did. I was doing a delivery, and I was picking up somebody's fast food, and some girl walked up to me, and she's like, are you the cemetery guy? And I said, as a matter of fact, I am. And she's like, I've been meaning to take your tour. She's like, I've been listening to your podcast. I'm like, well, apparently my videos are working because, I mean, I do quick little, like, one-minute videos on Facebook and stuff.
Right.
Just, like, advertise when I'm going to put out a new post or what the deals are for the tours. And, you know, and I was like, the videos must be working because that's the only way you can actually find my face unless you have my books.
Always said.
But it's actually kind of cool. I like celebrity status.
Yeah, it's nice. It's
yeah. Are you the cemetery guy? I texted my wife. I was like, now I'm the cemetery guy.
Very
good. Yeah, I actually didn't feel any, besides some of those drafts, but that was just gusts of wind.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't really,
wind,
again, it's not a super active tool, but it comes in handy when we actually have them.
A lot of activity.
So I know my stop here, just because the bigger tours will take up the center, like what they're doing, and they will make this their big hurrah. I'm going to give you the story here in about three and a half minutes, okay? Because it's a cool story. Now, first off, I'm going to point out two little features of this alley. First off, this used to be called Dueler's Alley. Like duels, like take 20 paces, turn and shoot. So there's a gate, probably about 25, 30 feet ahead. It's the original hole in the brick wall, because it leads to St. Philip's Cemetery. The loser of the duel would go through the gate, straight to the grave. Not many people know that. Another little Charleston fun fact.
Wow.
The other cool thing about this, and it has nothing to do with ghosts, but
I... say we there?
Weather.
Oh.
Like whether or not.
Whether we go or not.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other cool thing is, and the last tour I took down here, I actually, first time I ever had activity at the end of this alley, okay? So these bricks get older because we started to replace them over the years. These bricks that you're standing on are probably from the 1990s, 1980s.
Yeah.
But back over there is probably early 1800s. Oh. Those are, they're sun-dried. So that means some slave child had to turn them by hand to sun-dry them.
We learned about that.
There are still fingerprints and handprints.
Oh, no.
Now, the last tour I took, we actually had activity. Now, what sucks about that is that it's outside somebody's house. Weather than what? I'm putting sentences together. So I had to move my group along. They're all excited. They're getting EMF. This is giving us words, all kinds of stuff. I was like, guys, we gotta go. Like, this is somebody's house. We can't stay here. Like, we can pass by, but we gotta move quick. But they were so stoked because I never had EMF detection there before. Never.
What did it say? What were the words?
I'd have to go back and look. I didn't find anything relevant with it, but the fact that it was just giving us anything and the EMF was going crazy, like, I was just like, holy shit. Like, this is nuts. All right, so the story here is of the Whistling Doctor. Okay, have you guys heard this one yet?
No.
All right, so super cool.
Whistling Doctor?
Yeah. Dr. Joseph Brown Ladd was his name. So he comes to town because he wants to marry his fiancée, and her attorney would not allow him to marry her because her parents just passed away and she inherited a bunch of money. Okay? So the lawyer says, you're not coming near her. Go start your practice somewhere else. And once you prove yourself, because he was still learning medicine, once you get everything up off the ground, then we'll talk. So he moves to Charleston. Gets off the coach. The coachman says, you can get a good night's sleep and a good bite to eat right here. Would have been a place where he would have been mugged and robbed and killed. So a passerby heard all of this and said, nope, you're not staying here. Come with me, friend. And he takes him down to 59 Church Street, which is about half a mile from here. So kind of keep that in mind. The two became friends. The guy's name that took him to the house was, his name was Ralph Isaacs. Sorry, I got to remember names all the time. So anyway, the two become friends, but the doctor is working his way up. He's a fighter. Interesting. We're in Dueler's Alley.
Rather than fighter?
Yes, that actually would make perfect sense.
Yeah,
okay, let me finish.
Rather than fighter.
Nice. So the two become friends. The doctor's moving up. He's known as the jovial doctor. He whistles all the time. That's why he's the whistling doctor.
Oh,
okay, so
I thought it was going to be all creepy.
No, it's actually not. It's not creepy at all. So the two go to see a play. It was Richard III, Shakespeare. Don't know a theater? Wish I knew. Nobody seems to know. But anyway, the two are walking home from the theater together and are discussing the new actress that was in the play. The doctor loves her. Ralph Isaacs does not. Turns into an argument. And Ralph Isaacs makes this nasty remark about the doctor's fiance back home. So the two obviously get pissed off at each other, go their separate ways. Ralph Isaacs writes something in the paper about what a disgrace the doctor is to society and to Charleston. Remodel that. The doctor says, we're going to duel this out. So they come down here to Dueler's Alley, take their 20 paces, they turn, the doctor points his gun in the air, and he shoots. It's usually when you hear this guy say bang. That's usually their big finale. They got to scare everybody. He doesn't want to shoot his friend. However, Ralph Isaacs takes two shots, one below each knee. His friends pick him up. They carry him home to 59 Church Street. He's a doctor.
But he
dies 10 days later. 7 days later, 10 days later, whatever myth you're reading. Now, it is said, you can hear the gunshot down here. So when you're listening to your audio, this is a good place. You can also hear whistling. First time I'm down here, it's bright and early in the morning. Now, listen how quiet it is right now. We are one block away from East Bay Street, the street that we walked down to go to Mason, the Lodge Alley.
Yeah, the one there.
Do you know how busy that was?
Yeah.
We're one block away from that. Do you hear how quiet it is? Kind of creepy. So listen for whistles. Any kind of gunshots that you might hear, and it's all going to be in the audio. We're probably not going to be able to hear it audibly. First time I'm here, though, I did hear some whistling. I debunked it as some birds that I couldn't see, nor did I have my recorder going. I was strictly looking for EMFs. Mm-hmm. We are going to get an EMF detection about 3/4 of the way through the alley, because the Footlight Players Club is down there. Those are the actors that work at Dock Street Theater.
Okay.
And that's where they practice. So they have all their studio equipment.
Be cool.
Yeah. So actually, I just went to go see a play. I took my daughter.
Cool?
Yeah.
Did you guys do a duel after?
No. It wasn't Shakespeare.
Oh yeah.
It was The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I took my daughter. So
It was actually
I can't remember which school it was from, but it was a bunch of kids that did it. It was awesome.
Nice.
So
that would be fantastic.
We're starting to get into theater, so we're actually going to go see what's the Cirque du Soleil thing going on right now? It's the ice one, whatever it is.
Oh,
it's,
I don't know. Yeah, they have so many.
I can't remember the name of it. But she's so stoked. She can't wait. That's in July.
Yeah. That's cool. Okay, so rather than fight for her.
Rather than fight her.
I'm not.
For some reason, I can't.
Then it's hard for some people to hear it.
Yeah, I can't hear.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to walk by this group very quietly. So you want to stop and listen to his version of the Dr. Joseph Brown Ladd story? By all means.
Okay. Whatever you want. Is this
Kim's
it?
No, we're going to keep going.
Okay. Can we take a picture, though?
Yeah.
Would that be okay? Right here?
Yep. You guys want me to take a picture for you?
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Take a picture. Look at the picture as a ghost in it.
Well, what's awesome is, like, if once that group moves, mm-hmm. like, when this alley's empty, gorgeous pictures. I have tons of them looking for anomalies.
Oh, you mean,
shooting? But, I mean, if you guys want a picture of all of you.
Well, then we could do that after they leave.
But, yeah, this definitely is it. We got a couple more stories.
We'll do them. Oh, you want to go on the light?
Yeah.
You want something a little creepy.
I guess. Hold on.
Yeah, where's the grid pen? But the grid pen looks really good in the picture, too. Why aren't you in there?
We'll get them first, and then...
Are you like the... I'll take care of the picture.
We're going to do cameo. Look at that. Candids.
Yeah, where's the grid?
There we go.
The grid pen, what?
The grid pen, actually, if somebody's like... Because it shows up in a picture. That way you know you're on a ghost hunt.
He's
like...
He tried to blow me off.
No.
You don't blow me. Oh.
No problem.
Oh, the ghost can do a lot if my breath hurts too.
I was waiting for it to say picture. It's done that before. So some of the things I've gotten from this in this alley, I've gotten the word doctrine, medicine.
Wait, please. Did you hear that?
Wait, please again?
Yeah, wait, please.
Trying to get out of the door.
They must like you.
Yeah, because
But did you guys hear that?
I heard the please. I didn't hear the wait.
I heard wait, please.
And then I've had the word alley come up. Oh, this is actually, we know it now as Philadelphia Alley. The reason for that is because when dueling became illegal, they had to rename it something.
No,
Philadelphia got us out of one of our fires. So that's why we named it after them.
Oh.
Nothing.
Nothing. When did dueling become illegal in this state?
I couldn't tell you. But have you ever read the rules or even looked into dueling? The rules are ridiculous. It's like, don't insult the left ear of your opponent's dog. Like it's ridiculous.
Really?
And
when it's
and like old English, like old English. I'm an English major, and I have to like decipher this. Like it's crazy. Like I'm like
take a nap here.
Yeah. What?
Take a nap here.
You could, because it's quiet.
Take a nap here.
I know.
Oh,
all right, let's sneak past that, and
please.
When we pass by the fingerprints and the handprints, I'll just point.
It wants to sleep.
It said wait. Did it say wait again or no?
No, it said
fair
wait.
Enough.
I'm sorry.
Said when we pass by the fingerprints and handprints, I'm just going to point and keep moving of where the full handprint is, because it is residential, so we'll have to kind of sneak past. Let me know if that EMF goes off. Have it ready. Because I want to know if I get more evidence.
But if you're like, yeah,
excuse us, guys.
The guy sucked. So
I've got a.
Scripted. It's completely memorized of what they do. No, it's all the way down at the end.
Oh.
All the way down at the end. But this is just, but
no, I was talking.
This is just a gorgeous place. Like, I've come down here and just sat down and had coffee. You know, because I'm a smoker, so I just sit down with my vape and my coffee and...
Well, you're in the South, you're a smoker, right?
Actually, everybody's a vapor down here. Oh, everybody vapes. Yeah, so... Yeah, someone lives here. This is somebody's house. So you're going to start to see...
Go down that basement.
Yeah. Lit up like a Christmas tree that night. Give them a minute. It's kind of a crotchety old guy that lives there.
Oh, I can imagine.
And what's funny is he came out one night. I was just walking down here with my wife and my daughter.
Mm.
And he's like, if you're looking for the fingerprints, they're a myth. I'm like, it's right there. How could you say that's a myth? It's right there. It just cracks me up. So this is kind of like the art gallery district.
Okay.
A lot of art galleries down here, a lot of artists.
Right.
They actually do, there's an artist tour. I want to say they do it in the spring. Hey guys.
How are you?
Good. Is everybody? We lose them. Oh, they stopped. It's okay.
We can stop here. Right? Have a
we'll just let them catch up. Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, weird vibes?
I don't know, it was kind of honoring.
Did you just say honoring?
Yeah.
Honor.
I did. Holy crap! That is fucking crazy.
Photograph. Did you take a picture?
No, I thought we weren't allowed to.
No, you could have,
but I
been quick with it.
I so big.
Yeah, you said it.
I didn't even see it.
That is crazy.
I was saying something good.
Yeah.
I was saying I honored them.
So a couple of things on this corner.
Oh man.
And by the way, this stuff that you're hearing, most of this you're not gonna get on any other ghost tour. So this building over here, I still
Dude, are you gonna put that in your podcast that I said honoring that ghost and that came up?
It'll be posted.
Oh my god, that is awesome.
But I've already done Philadelphia Alley. I usually have to add things to it. If I come up with a word or something along those lines, like
has that ever happened?
So they know that you're honoring.
So
yeah.
The things that I normally have something come up with part of the conversation almost every single tour. So if I'm saying, oh, I need to help my daughter with her math homework, the word math will come up. Or homework. Or school.
Coming
or
out of that? Like,
no.
Just
but I do get different words out of that. I usually get like doctrine, medicine, alley, like those kind of things. I've gotten those before.
Has anyone ever said, I'm honoring this little baby slave? And that
no.
came up.
No.
Yeah,
that's you have sweet. A unique experience. I'm not denying yes. that.
No, no, where's no. I'm thing? Not even saying it was. I'm just saying that is so cool.
What's it on? Was the exact second you said.
I guess I expect it.
I
it,
like,
said put it on there.
And it was there.
So get, when it says that, does it like?
It's almost like it's listening into our conversation, and it's letting us know.
Wouldn't it have to be?
To me, that just confirmed like he was.
Say the word, and it picks it up. Basically, it's before like, she says
I
the word because they don't know the future, do they?
Well, I get asked that all the time, and I don't know that answer. I'm not a spirit, so I can only tell
cool.
like yeah, when yeah. things are relative. Yeah, that was very relative.
Well, she said the word honor, and then it popped
see,
right
I
up when she said it.
Right.
These words, and I can't.
Oh, actually, I had it for about maybe 30 seconds
before
to a minute.
Said it? Mm-hmm. Before she said it?
Right.
Yeah, so, but I didn't
so
see
that
it.
Means,
yeah, you didn't see it. That's why I asked. Did you just say honor?
Yes.
Because it's on my screen.
Yes.
That means that the ghost knew you were going to say that before you said it. So therefore, it felt the future.
Or that you were thinking and feeling.
I was feeling like I'm honoring this ghost right now because or whatever.
And it would have been right as you had put your hand on the brick that it came up on.
And I love that. That's why I do this stuff. But again, I expect it because I see it every day.
I guess I don't expect it.
I know, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean if I disregarded.
I'm not offended at all. I'm just like, put that in your podcast. That's cool. I just want to be in the podcast. You don't even have to mention my name.
Depending on if you have psychic abilities, maybe we'll chat about an interview.
This moment where you're like, you realize that, you know, these spirits are are here.
So the channeling.
And I think maybe that was your moment.
Well, for me, it was just like, I just felt like honoring that. You know,
whoever, whatever, poor kid had to flip that brick over.
Yes. Like that was.
So, like the channeling thing, I don't have like a psychic ability, but that's that story I told you all about Fort Fremont. That's not the first time that I've been channeled. Why am I always the vessel?
Well, that's what I was asking. Are some people more susceptible to like?
I think I have an open mind to it, and they're more than welcome to come pass through me and let me know what's happening, what's thinking, those kind of things. Look at the size of this group. Holy cow.
Oh my gosh.
State law says you're allowed to have 20.
How many is that?
I'm going to count them. 2, 4, 6, 8.
What is that? 12?
I don't know. That's about 17. Okay. It's a little much.
Where's the leader?
That's.
Maybe a small thing.
I don't know.
Oh, she gets 12 meters, the lady in the front.
The very front. So, the building over here.
Got this cute leg.
I've actually seen some lights flickering in there one night on one of my tours. I emailed them. They never got back to me. I just asked them because the next night I had a tour. And because the lights are all on. The next night it looked just like it does now. They never got back to me to let me know if they actually had any wiring issues so I could come do an investigation. But we didn't get any EMFs or anything around it when I took my group over there. But that's not the cool thing about this corner. The cool thing about this corner is the brick building, caddy corner from us.
Experiment.
Oh, nice. And warehouse. Nice. So that's exciting to me. So the building, caddy corner from us, used to be part of our cotton industry. It was pretty much the last of our cotton industry. That's the Wagner building. Okay? And I forget the year. It's on the front of the building. It's like 1887. I don't remember what year. But anyway. So the back of the building used to be the warehouse where they used to hold the cotton bales, hence why the term warehouse came up on my screen. So, yeah, the front of it used to be the offices for the cotton industry, or the cotton business that was running it. Okay, so here's the gist of the story. The story goes, mind you, that's all condos now, and they're making a wedding venue out of the front, like 3 reception areas plus a 10-star restaurant. When I say 10-star, I'm talking like $200 a plate kind of restaurant.
Wow.
It's right there on the water. It's going to be a big venue.
Wow.
Surprised Bill Murray's doesn't. I'm really surprised Bill Murray doesn't have his hands in it.
Well,
but
gate
these are the garages for the condos. But
so
it used to be the warehouse, right?
Pull in there.
So at any rate, the story goes the last person who owned the building and the cotton industry inherited it from his dad. He had no idea what he was doing. His father raised him with a silver spoon. He didn't know how to run a business. He got himself in all kinds of debt. So he's got this debt hanging over his shoulders. Then the boll weevil comes to town. The boll weevil is a little tiny cotton-eating bug. It's just eating up his crops left and right. He's up shit creek. Like, he's done for. So he goes behind the union and sells to the British. Makes a deal with them to get rid of all the cotton. So the ships come in off the wharf. Mind you, that's East Bay Street. So they come in off this Pineapple Park, if you don't know where you're at. We're not that far from where we started, believe it or not. But they come in, and they unload from the back warehouse and get rid of all the cotton. Somebody got too close to the cotton on a ship with a pipe, the whole thing goes ablaze.
Oh my God.
The owner's son, rather, is watching all of this from the second story of the front of the building. Watches the whole thing, his whole father's legacy, go up in smoke. He's depressed, he's still has a little bit of debt left, and now he's got this family shame of the cotton going up in flames. So he piles up all the furniture, and the story says that he put a captain's chair on the top. I don't know why, but he climbed it, threw a noose over the beams, and hung himself. And he was found the next morning by the news kid that used to come down and sell his papes down on the corner, but apparently a crow had gotten to the body first.
Cotton.
Oh.
Did it really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Wow.
Disability. That's interesting.
I'm a
I got number. Now... the interesting thing, and the legend says that if you take pictures of the front of the building, which is really hard right now because of all the scaffolding that they have for the construction, says you could see a swinging corpse in the second story window.
Oh, wow.
But I will tell you, I don't get a ton of activity in this building. I just love this story. One night, I'm taking one of my groups through. It was just a couple from out of state. We had a full conversation between all of our gadgets in the front. Never had that much activity. The EMF was going crazy. I'm getting words out of the reverse spirit box. The whole nine. Craziness. We probably spent 20 minutes up there talking to somebody, of them trying to push through to tell us stuff. It was crazy. So we're going to actually cross over straight and then go over that way. We're going to follow the actual laws and not jaywalk. And then we're going to see if we get any activity out of the EMF. And then we're going to listen for anything that comes out of the spirit box, and this will usually give me some stuff too. So we'll see what happens. Kind of take it from there.
Why would they need to feel like they would need to talk to us if they're already dead?
Why wouldn't they? They're probably lonely, dude.
Well, if there's other spirits, can they talk to them?
Maybe. But maybe they need to tell or set me straight with the story. Maybe I got something wrong.
I did hear it say cotton.
The cotton was really cool. And warehouse. Yeah. Like that's.
Yeah. And numbers. What's on there?
That number. All right. Let's cross over. Bad term to be using on a ghost tour. Let's cross over. I'm gonna turn up the reverse spirit box too, just in case. All right, tell us anything about the cotton industry. Drunk? Come on, give us anything with the cotton industry. Warehouse, boll weevil. This is also giving me like insects itching as a phrase, which I thought was super cool. Cotton. Wedding. Any EMFs at all?
When I face the cars.
Gotcha. Well, we got to watch the corner here just because of the street lights and the crosswalks and those kind of things.
Yeah, I love that one.
It's the only thing.
Can't take you anywhere.
It's getting a little bit.
That's
necessarily.
No, I wasn't.
Interesting. So, this also used to be a tap room, a brewery. Apparently, the taps turn on and off. They get cold spots and drafts without the AC running, those kind of things. I tried to like poke my head in during construction. They won't let me in.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah, right?
But, I want to see what this little metal thing says. What is that little metal in that concrete there?
If I'm not mistaken, it might just be a Carolopolis symbol. Geotechnic Survey benchmark. Nothing super significant. It's probably,
is it talking, that thing?
Yeah, I have the reverse spirit box turned up.
Oh.
I asked her to tell us anything about the cotton industry, the warehouse, wedding venues, anything of that nature. Again, I mean, your EMS, like, wherever we were, it was going ballistic. Like, we put it inside, we put it out here. Like, it was just going nuts. It's probably going to give us another word
maybe
on
it. It's an active spirit.
It's probably an active spirit. Again, we felt that way because we were able to ask it questions, and it was able to communicate through that with yeses and nos. And it's actually pretty good activity there.
It's
got the word steady. Basically. I got necessarily, too.
Necessarily, basically.
Steady.
Steady.
So we were just talking about, like, the pulses he was getting out of that. It says steady. Let's see, we'll give it one more.
I forgot, what was that connected to again?
This are AM, FM radio stations, just like on the regular spirit box. But the,
so the sounds do the radio station.
Right. Like all the static? Well.
So if someone else is like,
what?
Far, farther away and got to the same point you got in the radio station and rewinded it, would it say the word steady?
It might. It just depends. So it's going to manipulate whichever device. That's why I use so many. So it's like when I
choose to pick up the
image. Eventually, I'm going to have two spirit boxes on this tour because I'm going to have like 10 to 15 people and I need to be able to have enough gadgets. So somebody might hear one thing and then she's going to hear something else and you're going to hear something else.
Don't think.
Don't think. Just do it.
Maybe he wasn't thinking.
Steady payment. Steady payment. Maybe you're calling the guy. Wait, don't do it. Steady. And the guy's a guy.
Yeah.
The payment, like he was in debt.
Yeah. Steady on the character.
Name.
Name.
What's his name?
I'd have to look it up.
No, I'm not asking him.
Maybe he's asking
what's
for your name.
Well, it gave me the name Ron earlier when we were walking up the side. Bernie.
Ron Bernie? The cotton burning room. Harry? Isn't it Bert?
Yeah.
On the ship. Yeah.
Good call.
I guess.
See, that's why I bring a team.
Teamwork! Yeah.
So, you're always asking it questions, but can it ask you questions?
Why not? If it's intelligent.
Maybe when it said name, it was asking for your name.
My name's Nick. They should know me by now. I'm here 4 or 5 nights a week. But I also take that as like the name is on the top of the building. It's the Wagner building. Even though that wasn't the last owner's name, it's still a name on the building.
Because he's a dude and it was a guy.
What do you got?
No, it's women talking to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But they can talk.
If he says t-shirt and a ball cap, then we know what kind of conversation he's got going on.
Look out. Give me those back. Give me that back.
But I like the word burning right here. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, guys, this concludes it. This is the tour. What'd you guys think?
It was interesting.
Yeah, I
like
it.
She said honor. That was like the creepiest part.
Yeah.
And back there, it was going red.
Succeed. Again, that's the second time we've had that.
And the very first one was an experience. The very first
one. Now it's a man talk.
Because we have experience.
I think we're going to get another word. Come on. Give us something. End on a good note here.
Maybe it says bye. That'd be cool.
Suffer. We don't like that word.
That's a great one.
Give us something else.
Yeah, pass that up.
Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe he suffered and burned. And
it wants us to burn us.
Well, he didn't burn. He hung himself.
You're telling us these things? But did anyone die in the cotton bunnies? Maybe?
They all jumped ship. We don't know.
Well, the guy that owns us in here.
Oh, he's up in there. He's probably... I don't know.
In-call.
And the call?
In-call.
In-call.
Interesting. Alright, give us one more word before I shut off the audio. I don't like to end on notes like that.
No, we don't either.
So is this what you guys thought it was going to be?
I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, I've never been on... We've never done that.
I was expecting it.
Did you want this back?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to let you hold that while I collect everything else. We'll let that run. I collect everything.
Oh, it's going
down. The temperature's going down.
It's going to because of my phone.
Oh.
Going down?
Slowly.
Yeah, I don't know
how the power is going.
That's
good. Of course, it wants to happen now.
Yeah, of course,
67.3,
right?
67.3, still going lower.
So tomorrow night, I actually have to do a late night. Like, battery. I normally... Batteries?
Battery.
So
I like battery better than suffering.
Well, I like battery because that means it's probably using the energy from our electronics. Mm. So we're going to actually end that there.
What did you think? You said something? Oh, you were saying.
Oh, so I have a corporate tour. It's like a group that I deliver for all the time. Like, they're like, I was like, oh, I actually, let's get this order out because I got to, you know, head downtown. And they're like, what? Like, I have another job, guys. Like, I don't deliver food for a living. But they were all, once they found out what I did, so they don't close until 10, so I have to meet them at 11. My tours are normally at 7 and 9.
It's worth your while.
Well,
you have to meet them at 11 at night.
Yeah.
Do spirits come out more when it's later?
Doesn't matter.
Okay,
I get
see,
daytime.
I hear,
doesn't
well,
matter.
Of course, when you watch the show, it's like this witching hour. 2 a.m. Yeah. 3 a.m. Is this the witching hour?
Have
you ever heard of
yeah. 3 a.m. is like haunted.
Yeah.
Oh, appreciate
like
it.
Like time?
Isn't it?
I'm going to walk with you guys that way.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure you guys park that way.
Like that.
Right? No, I never really believed it.